Paul Buthiel, and welcome to First Congregational Church here in Westfield. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are most welcome here with us. Happy Father's Day to all celebrating. It's a wonderful day. We only have a few announcements this morning. I have nobody waiting to make the announcement, so that's a good thing. We'll be able to move things right along. But starting tomorrow evening, we have Make a Joyful Noise to the Lord right here in our sanctuary and in our fellowship hall. And the last time I checked, we had 19 kids coming. Our goal was 10. We said if we could make double digits, we'd be thrilled. And we're up to 19. So it could be more. And we don't know how many walk-ins we'll get tomorrow night, but we will welcome them with open arms. For those of you who are not aware, it's a program designed for students who just finished first grade to those who just finished seventh grade. And what we do is it's a singing, drumming, crafting, and my favorite part, snacking program. So yeah, snack is what I'm going for. But so we will have that program. Janet St. Jean has put all of this together, and it is a wonderful thing. Speaking of Janet St. Jean, it's like Janet St. Jean Day. Soon it's going to be Sam Yesu Day, so hang on. We don't worry, we got you coming too. But Janet St. Jean has graciously agreed to serve our church community as the Director of Faith Formation and Family Ministries on an intern basis until December to help us find someone. So thank you, Janet. For those of you who have been around much longer than I, you will remember that Janet served in that capacity in a full-time basis or a regular basis in the late 90s. So she's coming back to share her expertise with us. Are there any other announcements this morning? Hearing none, let us praise God.
So please join me in the call to worship located in your worship guide. As Abraham welcomed the strangers, so God welcomes us.
God greets us with joy and says, rest here for a while.
God brings out water to wash our dusty feet.
God prepares a meal to nourish our weary spirits.
So let us receive the gracious hospitality of our God.
Let us rest in this holy place where there is shade and water, food and laughter.
in the prayer of invocation as found in your worship guide. God of all creation, help us to recognize your presence among us. May we greet one another as your precious children and as messengers of your care. Help us offer such hospitality to one another that even the most skeptical among us will be touched by love. You are love. In you we find hope amid our weakness and doubt. Let your glory shine in this place today as we lift up the cup of salvation and call on your name. Hear us now as we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated as we turn our thoughts and our hearts to God's word this morning.
This morning's scripture reading is from Genesis 18, verses 1 through 5. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them and bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I find favor with you, do not pass by our servant. Let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant." So they said, "Do as you have said." And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, "Make ready quickly 3 measures of choice flour, knead it, and make cakes." Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant, who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, "Where is your wife Sarah?" And he said, "There in the tent." Then one said, "I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife shall have a son." And Sarah was listening at the tent entrance behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age. It had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of woman. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "After I have grown old and my husband is old, shall I be fruitful?" The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old?' Is anything too wonderful for the Lord? At the set time, I will return to you in due season, and Sarah shall have a son." But Sarah denied, saying, "I did not laugh," for she was afraid. He said, "Yes, you did laugh." Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
And the responsorial psalm, 116, 1 through 2, 12 through 19. I love the Lord who has heard the voice of my supplication, who has listened to me whenever I called. How shall I repay you, O Lord, for all the good things you have done for me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon your name.
I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all the people. Precious in your sight, O Lord, is the death of your servants.
O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant and the child of your handmaid. You have freed me from my bonds. I will offer you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord.
I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all the people of God, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. Hallelujah.
Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from Matthew's gospel, where I'll begin in the 9th chapter with the 35th verse. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out, to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not take a road leading to Gentiles, and do not enter a Samaritan town, but rather go to the sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those with a skin disease, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Sam Yesun, come forward. I told him every time we had a senior in the house, we were doing this. But I couldn't get them all to come on the same week. Sam recently graduated from Westville High School and was a member of the state finalist volleyball team this year. So congratulations to Sam. And next year you're going to Holyoke Community College. Excellent. A very wise choice. I love when kids go to community college when they're not quite sure what they want to do. And they save some money, and it's a good thing. It's a very good thing. Anything else you want to say while you're standing up here? Do you wish I would hurry up and then you could go back and sit down a little? Please pray with me. Oh, holy God, we give you thanks for Sam. We give you thanks for his education, for his parents who raised him. We ask you to be with Sam this summer and throughout the next phase of his education, as he discerns and figures out your will for him. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Good job.
Thank you.
All right. If we were Catholic, we could have had a rosary. We made him stand there a lot longer than that. How many gardeners do we have in the house? How many gardeners in church today? We grew up on a farm. All right, either one. Farmers, gardeners, I'm neither, so I'm not putting my hand up. What can you share with us about harvesting crops, oh gardeners and farmers? What can you tell us?
Weather.
What about the weather?
Has to be just right.
Has to be just right. What do you think is one of the most stress-causing jobs in the United States? Farming. Mostly because of the weather. It's so unpredictable. They can't choose. They don't have any say in that. They have to depend on that. What else about farming, gardening? Hard work, absolutely. Because it's not, well, I'm going to throw these seeds in the ground and go have a glass of milk and call it a day. That's not going to happen. You have to do a lot of work with the seeds. You have to weed, I think. Yeah, you have to weed. You know, I love when they throw these things at me because it's like out of my wheelhouse. So I'm expecting you to help me with this part. I've got the rest of it. You have to help me with this part. We do know that it's hard work. And especially farming can be exhausting. All right, I would only begin to imagine. Or if you had a huge garden and you didn't have a lot of help. So if you have to do the weeding, you have to tend, you have to make sure it's watered, you have to make sure that the crops are picked at the right time. Man, it's exhausting. Sometimes harvesting people into a church can be exhausting as well. Absolutely, much like farming, it's rewarding, it's fulfilling, but it's exhausting. It happens. And did you know that each church service, every week, has to be planned, organized, and made ready to be set forth to the congregation? And before it does that, it goes to Alan. Alan picks the music accordingly, chooses the music accordingly, chooses what the soloists are doing accordingly. And normally, under normal circumstances, he gets it a month in advance. So we're always working a month out so that we can make sure, so if we have to make any changes at all or be ready for anything, those types of things can happen. So this is in addition to reading, studying, and writing a sermon. Oh, have you seen our ads on Facebook? Those take some time to go look on. If you're on our Facebook, go on the church's Facebook page. This one has a desert in the background because I took it off from the first reading. So I said that everyone was welcome, sand and all. Roy won't like that, but hopefully nobody brought any sand in with them today. But we talk about that. These are some of the ways that we can bring, that we harvest people into the church, correct? For me, that's one of the ways that I do that with people. What I'm going to do, if you'll forgive me for just a moment, I'm going to go back up there. I have turned myself off here, so it's not a malfunction back there, don't panic. But I want to come up here for a little bit. I know that all of our thoughts are turning to summer, right? People are ready for summer to be around. But we did have the exciting news of Janet coming on board to serve as our interim director of Faith Formation and Family Ministries. This is going to allow us to lay the groundwork for a new program or an updated program with an eye on the addition of families to our church. It's not going to happen overnight. But we're making some headway already. Janet brings with her a list of ideas and has the enthusiasm of a 20-year-old. It's awesome. And she's going to put us right out there in the community. We're going to help her. Aren't we? Everybody should nod their head yes. So, hooray for all those who have helped and worked to get the name of our church out there and made people stop and think twice, in the good sense, about worshiping with us. What does this have to do with me, you may ask, or with you? I'm so glad that you asked. In our gospel reading this morning, Jesus asks his disciples to focus on a particular group or task. If you'll note, if you go back to that reading, he says, don't go to the Gentiles, don't go to the Samaritans, go to the Israelites. Stick with the Jewish people. And what he wanted to say, what it should have been in parenthesis, at this time. Because they were new. They were new at it. So he said to them, just stick with this particular group. The other thing that you have to remember with that is that Jesus' preaching went on for about 3 years. So we can ascertain that absolutely that changed, especially because Paul did his work with the Gentiles, all of that went. But I want you to keep the focus part in mind. Because we, too, can focus our work as we labor in the fields of the kingdom of God. Now, this is just Paul Nesbitt talking, but I think if we focus on inviting people into our church for a worship service, or even just an event, that they will begin to experience our hospitality and want to learn more about us. We have people out there who are today or new. Somebody told them to come here. Somebody invited them. They heard about something. They heard about the great music. They heard about the goofy minister. I don't know what they heard, but something got them here. But we want them to experience our hospitality. Now, this is going to sound a little bold, but quite frankly, I don't care why they're here. We're going to find that out eventually. But the most important thing, that they're here. And once they are here, it's everyone's job. Everyone's job to make them feel welcome without being overwhelming. Don't rush the new people. Now, some of our senior members, I'm looking at you, Beverly. Some of our senior members might think, well, I really can't do anything to help with that. Now, let's turn our attention to the Genesis reading this morning, shall we? Sarah thought that she was too old to be involved with making Abraham the father of a new nation, as she was well past the years of childbearing. She may or may not have come to terms with the fact that she was barren, which, by the way, was considered to be a curse for women at that time. When she overhears that she is to have a child, what does she do? She laughs, yeah. And then she tries to say, I did not. Now, I'm not suggesting that anyone here who has passed her childbearing years should be with child, or that the men should become fathers again at an age when they are not. And some of our congregation may not have given birth, but have become parents due to circumstances in their families. That's a different thing altogether. But the point I'm trying to make is this. Regardless of your age, everyone can help in one way or another. Maybe for just one event or one happening in our church, you can sit by the door out there or sit by the door here. You cannot stand. Sit. We'll give you a nice chair. And you say, welcome to First Church, with a big smile on your face. Regardless of our age, I firmly believe that God has a plan for every single one of us. Nowhere in the first 58 years of my life did I ever think that I was going to be an ordained minister in the United Church of Christ or the Congregational Church. This is the biggest surprise of my life. But I'm here. And you're here. And a large number of us are here on a Sunday in June on Father's Day. That's a very good sign. My plea for all of us, and myself included, is to make time this summer and ask what it is that you can do to help bring people into our church, as well as strengthen the kingdom of God right here in Westfield, or in Southwick, because some of you live in Southwick, or Granville, or Russell, or Montgomery, or West Springfield. Did you lose me again? Sorry. There's an older church song from the, well, for me it's older because I was 10 or so when it came out. It's a church song or a folk song written by Dan Schutte, who used to be a member of the St. Louis Jesuits. And it popped into my mind. And don't worry, I'll spare you the singing today. But I'd like to share the refrain. The harvest is plenty, the laborers are few. Come with me into the fields. Your arms may grow weary, your shoes will wear thin. Come, come with me into the fields. I wish us all well this Father's Day and hope that the summer, if it ever comes, they tell us it's coming at the end of the week, by the way, will provide everyone with numerous opportunities to rest and enjoy the weather to the best of your abilities. For those of you who will take off for the summer, or may be gone for a little while, we'll miss you, but we'll be ready for you upon your return. I hope you'll consider joining in the gathering of the harvest. Weary arms, thin shoes, and all. Amen. Let us take a moment of quiet reflection. As we come to prayer this morning, we remember the joys and concerns that are listed in our worship guide. And we pray, of course, for our government leaders, for the men and women in the armed forces, and especially Cody, for our National Guard, Reserves, Peace Corps, and all who serve the cause of peace and justice across the world. We pray for peace in Ukraine. We pray for Hello Haiti. We pray for Sam and our recent high school and college graduates. We pray for our church and our ministries in Westfield and beyond. And we rejoice knowing that the food truck will be here on Monday and Thursday, starting a week from tomorrow. And we pray for members and friends of our congregation, for Armand, Olivia, Jonathan, Don, Ann, Jeff, Vanessa, Dave, Kathy, Lisa, Bob, Shirley, Judy, Rick, Joan, Marilyn, Barry, Ralph, Linda, Norma, Donna, Jackie, Kurt, Ariana, John. We pray for the family of Kathy Harrington, as Kathy passed away on June 9th. And we remember our friends in senior care facilities, Nancy, Joan, Barbara, and Betty. This morning, I'd like to offer a prayer for Father's Day. May God be with you. Please, pray with me. Loving God, we give you thanks for the many gifts you have given us. The gift of life. The gift of those who love us. And especially today, we thank you for the gift of our fathers. We ask your blessing upon our fathers who gave us rules to live by, standards to uphold, joys to cherish, faith to live by, hopes worth dreaming of, and who blessed our lives with their unselfish and unconditional love. We ask your blessing upon our fathers who are unable to be with us today, be here with us today. May they know how much we love and care for them. We ask your blessing upon adoptive fathers, that they may always know their special role of being a true father, a revelation of God's love for their children. We ask your blessing upon fathers who have lost children through miscarriage, stillbirth, crib death, sickness, accident, and tragedy, that they may have your continuing strength and courage. We ask your blessing upon those who want to be fathers or have another child, that they may practice patience and feel your love as they wait and hope. We remember our fathers who have died, and in a special way today, we remember those who go this Father's Day for the first time without their dad. We remember them in the unique way that they revealed for us your love, O Lord. We ask that you keep them in your care until the time comes for us to join them in your kingdom. We ask your blessings upon those whose fathers were absent for a variety of reasons, or for those fathers who were not what they should have or could have been to their children. We ask your blessing upon the fathers sitting here before us. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Give them the strength to live the faithful and loving lives you call them to live. Protect and guide them. Keep them in your care and grant that their children may always honor them with a spirit of profound respect. We ask this in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. What shall we return to the Lord for the bounty we have received? Everything we have comes from God and is but lent to us for a time. Let us offer a thanksgiving sacrifice rejoicing in the opportunity to share and bringing in the harvest of God. With this, our morning offering will be received. Before we bring forward our gifts, we thank those who have offered gifts of their talent this morning. So thank you to Grace, our soloist, and to Amy, our leader, and to our ushers this morning, all in our sound, and all who made our worship service possible. Let us stand as we sing our doxology and praise God for these gifts.
Thank you.
resources entrusted to our management. Announce your reign and the nearness of your dominion. We give with joy and serve with delight. And thank you for this opportunity to share what you have given. Amen. Serve our God by caring for others. Amen.